This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 30th. God's word to you today is the temple. Our scripture reading is taken from John 2, verse 16, and it says, "Then, going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, 'Get these things out of here.'" Yesterday, we saw Jesus doing some very unconventional things. Jesus did not only hand make a whip, he used it on people. This is not the picture of Jesus a lot of Christians want to see. Jesus is 100% grace and 100% truth. However, in today's scripture reference, we see that Jesus, with a whip in hand, got a certain group of people and chose to speak to them instead of whooping them. Why didn't he flog them? After all, he had been flogging others before them. Why didn't he scatter their tables and set their doves free? It is because doves were the sacrifices provided for the poor people. Jesus' parents were poor. When they took Jesus to the temple, they could only afford doves for the sacrifice for him. Luke 2 verse 24 says, "So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. When he got to the table of the dove sellers, he remembered and instead told them to move away." Similarly, there are some people that even when you're angry and you're flogging everyone, when you get to them, you take one look at them and you tell them to just go. This jumped out at me. Jesus did not flog these merchants because they were catering to the poor. The prophecy of how the temple was going to be cleansed was given in Zechariah 14 verse 21, which says, "In fact, every cooking pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord of heaven's armies. All who come to worship will be free to use any of these pots to boil their sacrifices. And on that day, they will no longer be traders in the temple of the Lord of heaven's armies." The priests were profiteering from the people. John 2 verse 16 says, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." If you're listening to this, and if the best way to describe your temple, your body, your mind, is like it is a marketplace for unclean spirits, they come in and go out, today, that is going to come to an end in the name of Jesus. Jesus wants to and will set you free. God is speaking to someone. Please yield to him. Cry to him. Jesus will step in and cleanse your temple in Jesus' mighty name. However, the question is, how have you seen God's house turned into a marketplace today? There are places that when they have special services, like a God will do it again service, you cannot bring your own anointing oil. You have to buy the one being sold there, or the anointing will not flow in that oil. This is so wrong, but sadly, it is being done today. I have heard of places where while you are waiting to see the pastor, someone will come around to collect what you have brought. And if it is not enough, you will be told to come back another time. It sounds funny, but it is sad. God will help us not to turn his house into a marketplace in the name of Jesus. The truth is, the concept of profiteering should not be in the church, because what do we have that has not been given to us from above? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, sanctify my temple and make it fit for God's home. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.